Welcome, everyone, to the latest episode of the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast. I'm Nico Saraceno, editor of PC. I'm pleased to welcome you to a very special episode of the show in that there is no guest joining me today. Rather, I thought I'd take a few minutes to discuss why today, November 27th, which is the time that this episode was recorded, is in fact a special one. Now, November 27th represents the date that was targeted by the FDA to achieve full Drug Supply Chain Security Act compliance, which still remains a requirement for trading partners who do not necessarily have certain levels of connectedness unless they apply for what is known as a waiver, exception, or exemption by that November 27th, 2024 date. Let me just point out that there have already been several hundred organizations that have applied for WE status following a previous announcement by the FDA earlier this year. So what exactly is the DSESA? For one, it's the acronym for the Drug Supply Chain Security Act, but it's also a piece of legislation that was signed into law over a decade ago as a component of the Drug Quality Security Act. Now, essentially, it's intended to provide the industry with a blueprint for safely tracking drugs as they move through the pharmaceutical supply chain. Without giving too much away, in his upcoming feature, our very own Nick Basta actually details the journey that the industry has taken, including the latest news from the FDA, as I've alluded to. The agency has actually proposed a new schedule for when full compliance becomes mandatory. In other words, there's now an exemption for those eligible trading partners that will further delay enforcement when it comes to compliance with the law's final enhanced drug distribution security requirements. First of all, dispensers with 25 or fewer employees were already granted an exemption. Many may recall that deadline is set at November 27th, 2026. However, now, qualifying dispensers with 26 or more full-time employees, manufacturers and repackagers, and wholesale distributors also have the chance to be exempt. So let me just outline those deadlines. For manufacturers and repackagers, they have until May 27th, 2025. For wholesale distributors, August 27th, 2025. And for dispensers with 26 or more full-time employees, they have until November 27th, 2025. Now, let me just point out, and it bears repeating, although I did mention it at the top of the show, but let me just point out that this exemption is intended for partners who have successfully completed or made documented efforts, major emphasis on that, documented efforts to complete data connections with their immediate trading partners, but are still facing obstacles or challenges with exchanging that data. So the perspective of the FDA is that this will help prevent delays when it comes to medication delivery, which is the end goal for the entire pharma supply chain. Partners who are using the exemption are not required to notify the FDA, which will essentially help provide a smoother continued access to medications as they implement new security measures around this unit level tracking. It's also worth stating once again that the November 27th, 2024 requirement still applies for trading partners who do not have certain levels of connectedness unless they've already applied or have applied, I should say, for a WE. Now, to many in the industry, the value of supply chain security is priceless and even opens up the door for artificial intelligence to have a lasting impact. In fact, I just wanted to share a quick quote from Josh Rothman, who is Loftware's Executive Vice President of Marketing. He noted that The drug supply chain is delicate, and without proper oversight or the implementation of new technologies, harmful fakes can infiltrate and be dispersed into the population. The implementation of the Drug Supply Chain Security Act, or DSCSA, is a major step in preventing the distribution of harmful counterfeit prescription drugs. As global supply chains embrace the digital transformation, AI will prove to be an invaluable tool to help organizations remain compliant with this new regulation and ensure the security of global drug supply chains. We have seen an overwhelming amount of support for AI, with 78% of organizations reporting that AI-backed analytics can be used to identify counterfeit goods. This signals a promising future for secure pharma supply chains and peace of mind for the customers who rely on it. So there you have it. I'd also like to send a special shout out to Matt Sample, who is the SVP of Manufacturer and Replenishment Operations at Cencora, and Nick Basta of Pharma Commerce for the works they've provided on this very important subject matter. Thanks for listening to the latest episode of the Pharmaceutical Commerce Podcast. Be sure to stay in the loop of all our latest updates by visiting pharmaceuticalcommerce.com or our Audioboom page. Take care, everyone.